السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters of the madrasa, Monday night in the majlis I mentioned a few things about Madina Tayyiba, the Anwar, the Rahmat, the Barakat, and some virtues of Madina Tayyiba. Tonight's majlis is a majlis of zikr. Part of zikr is also Naat Sharif, which is praise of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is also part of zikr. Anything of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam which is discussed, which is mentioned, it is a form of ibadat. So I will read this Naat Sharif and then we will have zikr of Allah ta'ala inshaAllah. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. Just as the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is no one in the world who has those attributes. There's none like Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his attributes. In the same way, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's none like him in his attributes. 70378, remove your car, you're obstructing someone. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ba'd as khuda wuzruk tu yi qissa mukhtasar. After Allah, you are the greatest. There was nobody like Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam in his sifat, which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave to him. That closeness, that marifat, that yaqeen, that tawazu, that tawakkul. Everybody else tried to emulate Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, they emulated Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Then somebody excelled in one sifat, somebody excelled in another sifat. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the perfect human being, nobody was like him. That's why I say, Ay Rasool e Khuda, Sarware Ambiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Ay Rasool e Khuda, Sarware Ambiya, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. تجھ سا ڈھونڈے ملے نہ کہیں دوسرا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا. تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے, تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے. تیری سنت بھلائی کی تعمیل ہے, تیری سنت بھلائی کی تعمیل ہے. ساری دنیا کہے تجھ کو نور خدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تیری صورت خدائی کی تکمیل ہے, تیری سنت بھلائی کی تعمیل ہے, ساری دنیا کہے تجھ کو نور خدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین, تیرے الطاف ہیں بر زمان و زمین, تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین, تیرا ہر فیصلہ ہے قرآن مبین, تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کی رضا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, سارے عالم میں ڈھونڈا ملا نہ کہیں, سارے عالم میں ڈھونڈا ملا نہ کہیں, کوئی تجھ سا امی تیرا فکر حسی, کوئی تجھ سا امی تیرا فکر حسی, تیرا رتبہ بلند تر ہے بعد از خدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تیرے اصحاب سب سے ہیں اعلی ہوئے, تیرے اصحاب سب سے ہیں اعلی ہوئے, تیری صحبت ملی جس سے بالا ہوئے, تیری صحبت ملی جس سے بالا ہوئے, یہ تیرا سلسلہ سب ہے نور ہدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تیرے اقوال میں تیرے کردار میں, تیرے اقوال میں تیرے کردار میں, تیرے افعال میں تیرے افکار میں, تیرے افعال میں تیرے افکار میں, سارے عالم کی ہے بس انہی میں بقا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اے رسول خدا سرور انبیاء, تو ہے سب سے جدا, تو ہے سب سے جدا, اٹ از اونلی ان اوبیڈینس ٹو رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم that the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam can really look forward to a position of honor, dignity, respect. It is only in ittiba and in following his aqwal, his af'al, his actions, his speech, that we can really get the blessings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we are seeking protection from all the fitnas, if we are seeking respect in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat, then nowhere else can we find it except in the ittiba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they proved it in their lives, that when they imbibed within themselves Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's akhlaq, then wherever they went in the world, people flocked, people accepted Islam just by seeing their character, looking at their dealings, looking at the way in which they treated each other, looking at the kind of sympathy that they had for others, the compassion, the kindness, the sacrifices that they would make, looking at the purity of their hearts. So they flocked, came into the fold of Islam in large numbers. Sometimes just traders went to a foreign land, and the whole country, after some time, people converted to Islam. So it was only in this obedience, which unfortunately we lack, and as a result we cannot seem to be even benefiting whilst we are in Madina Sharif. We are right there in Madina Sharif by the Rosa Mubarak, and we come out from there and we say we're finding ourselves empty. There's nothing that came into our hearts. Why? Because we did not open up that hearts to receive that Noor, the Anwar, the Rahmat, the Barakat. Otherwise, there's an ocean, but we must go with our containers to fill. If we go with closed containers, nothing will come inside. So he says, Tere ashab sab se hain aala huye. After Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was his companions who were given the certificate by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. No university, college, school can claim that 100% everyone is excellent. 124,000. And regarding each and every one, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala pleased with them and they pleased with Allah Ta'ala. Each and every one. I mean, can we just imagine? If a sheikh has 1,000 murids, then he'll say out of the 1,000, if I have 10 or 15 or 20 also who have really become good or excel, then we'll say he's lucky. Toyota 385840. Just move your camera. In madrasas, in darul ulooms, in colleges, universities, nobody gets 100% perfection. Now here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, each and every companion of his, radiyallahu anhu wa radwan. Why did they get this? The sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So important it is. The sahabas of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they were hajis also. They were namazis too. They were qazis too. They were governors, they were rulers. They became everything. But one title that stands out from the Quran Sharif and the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the title of Sahabiyat, Ashabi kan Nujum. My Sahabas are like the guiding stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever one of them you follow, you will get guidance. Can anybody say that regarding his murids, or his students at Darul Uloom, or his Hifz class students, or any other Jamaat, can they say that in our Jamaat everyone is a guiding star? You follow him, you will get Hidayat. Can anyone say that? In fact, we will say that you must be very careful. Even if they are sitting in majlises of zikr, they are sitting in programs of deen, even if they are right-hand men or left-hand men, but you have to be very careful in your dealings, in everything, because it is not necessary that their attendance of programs has changed their hearts. We don't know with what niyat people come for majlises, and with what niyat people go out in jamaat and in dini activities, and with what niyat people establish anjumans and societies and organizations, and what kind of character those who are heading such organizations have, that we just can't say that you follow that person, inshallah, you'll get hidayat, everyone. In fact, they might end up in the wrong places. If you have to say that each and everyone is now a guiding star, you may end up in the wrong places. The guiding star will guide the person sometime to the cinema, sometime to some haram on the internet or sometimes to some other drugs or somewhere else. You get some exceptions. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, each and every one, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. They took it in themselves. I was giving an example to my friends there, that if you look at the floor of Madinah Tayyiba, Masjid al-Nabawi alayhi salatu wasalam, the tiles, they are shining, such a shine on the tile, that you get the reflection of all the lights in the tiles. And it is as if the lights are within the tiles. You can actually get the shine of that light coming out of those tiles as if it is within it. It's inside there. So I explained to them, I said, look at this tile now. We are walking on it. People are walking on it. But because this tile has been shined so much that there is no dirt left, there's just brightness and nothing else. So those lights on top, you can see the reflection within. And it is as if that light is within that tile. So if we purify our hearts, we clean our hearts, and then we go to these places, then that light, that shine, that nur, it'll come as if it is within us. Then when that person goes anywhere, then that is that reflection after that, which attracts others towards thee. So this is the purpose of these type of majlises, for the purification of the souls of ours. Once we get that, then only we will make some progress, otherwise we will just remain where we are. So he says, Tere ashab sabse hain aala huwe, Teri sohbat mili jisse bala huwe, Ye tera silsila sab hai noore hoda, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, Ae rasool-e khuda, sarwar-e anbiya, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Tera zikr haseen jis jagah bhi chale, Tera zikr haseen jis jagah bhi chale, Dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile, Dil ko lazzat mile, jaan ko farhat mile, Dil tere ishq mein hai dooba hua, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, Ae rasool-e khuda, sarwar-e anbiya, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Khaliq-e-khalq manzar pe laya tujhe, Khaliq-e-khalq manzar pe laya tujhe, Khatam-ul-anbiya phir banaya tujhe, Khatam-ul-anbiya phir banaya tujhe, Sare nabiyon ne ki ek teri iqtida, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, Ae rasool-e-khuda, sarwar-e-anbiya, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Aisi azmat khuda ne banai teri, Aisi azmat khuda ne banai teri, Sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri, Sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri, Arshe rabbe ula hai tere inteha, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, Ae rasool-e-khuda, sarwar-e-anbiya, Tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, Aisi azmat khuda ne banai teri, Sare alam pe rahmat hai chhai teri, Arsh-e-Rabb-e-Ula hai teri inteha, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ae rasool-e khuda sarware anbiya, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. Aaj dar pe tere ye habibe hazin, aaj dar pe tere ye habibe hazin, iltija kar raha hai bas sidq o yaqeen, iltija kar raha hai bas sidq o yaqeen, ho shafaat meri bas baroze jaza, ae rasool-e khuda sarwar, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda, ho shafaat meri bas baroze jaza, tu hai sabse juda, tu hai sabse juda. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying it at the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is my deep hearted appeal and plea, that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, don't let my feet slip and fall, cause me to fall into Jahannam. Make shafaat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect me and save me from the azab of Jahannam. May Allah ta'ala bless us all with the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Something just came to mind, that one friend asked me there in Makkah Sharif. He says that I heard that in other parts of the world, if you just think of a sin, you don't get any sin until you commit the sin. But in Makkah Sharif, even if the thought just comes of a sin, then you get sin. Is that true? I said, that is not true. Because thoughts are not within a person's control. If they just come without purposely bringing them, many, many times you have heard, then just ignore those thoughts. Don't really bother about it. And occupy your mind in something else. Don't entertain the thought and don't make amal on that thought. Then you will not get sin wherever you may be. But if you entertain the thought, then of course you will get sin because now you are doing it willfully. So I gave the example. I said, for example, you see so many women here. Many of them are in niqab. Many of them are in hijab. Their faces are covered. Now the thought came into the mind that there could be a very pretty face behind this veil. Now that's a thought that came. So if the thought just came, now you ignore that thought, you occupy your mind in something else, you make la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, amantu billahi wa rusuli, and you continue. Then there's no sin. But if you, when the thought comes, at that time the person, he knows that if this woman had to open that veil, then he will definitely look at that face. In other words, there's a deep-hearted desire that she should open and that he should see what the face looks like. And if she had to open the veil, then he will definitely look. Then he will get sin now because he is purposely entertaining that haram thought, and he is also making an azm, an irada, a plan or a firm intention and niyat that he will definitely commit that sin if there was no restriction or barrier. Now that applies everywhere and anywhere, that whatever a person is tempted, whenever he is tempted, so at that time if he just changes the line of thoughts, then inshallah there's nothing. I said, at that time, look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that read, Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa zikrak. Oh Allah, these wasawis which are coming into my heart, these whisperings of shaitan which are coming, change it to your khawf, your fear, and to your remembrance. So now the person, shaitan is bringing bad thoughts, he's bringing evil thoughts, and he wants him to commit sin. And instead this person is saying that, oh Allah, these thoughts which are coming now, change it to your khawf, that now I fear that I must not commit this sin. Why? Because if I do commit, then you will become displeased and then your azab will come upon me. And it is not befitting that when you have made so much of ihsan upon me, day and night you are showering your bounties upon me, that I should be disobedient to you. So now those thoughts came, and now you turned it in a different direction altogether, and you said, Ya Allah, make it into your khawf and into your remembrance. So what you have really done now is that it was wine, but you turned that wine into vinegar. Don't we get wine vinegar? They say the vinegar is made out of wine. Wine was haram, so those thoughts were haram. But now you converted that and you made it into vinegar, which is halal. So you turned it into khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala and zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So don't be so overawed by shaitan and nafs. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us hidayat. Convert it, convert those thoughts straight away into khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala and zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Let's switch on. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدانِ ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل دردِ دل ہو دردِ دل ہو دردِ دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Allah Allah inche shiri nast naam shiro shakkar mi shawad janam tamam Allah Allah inche shiri nast naam shiro shakkar mi shawad janam tamam Allahu Allah 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, illallah, illallah. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Socho zara Firaun ke ghar mein Musa ko pala kisne. Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Gaur karo machli ke shikam mein Yunus ko rakha kisne. Pehle aag mein dala phir aag ko phool kiya kisne. Unke naam ki gun gaate hain Ibrahim Khalilullah, illallah, illallahu, 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 illallah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithi, ya rahimal masakin. يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث اي الله او باي بلافر الله او باي رحيم الله او باي كريم الله او باي موست فورغيفينغ الله Oh my kind, compassionate, loving, caring Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, you are so generous, so kind, so forgiving, so loving. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one besides you. Allah, there is no Allah besides you. There is no one that we can turn to besides you. Allah, tu hi hamara aqa, tu hi hamara malik, tu hi hamara khaliq. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. How loving you are. How caring you are. How forgiving you are. How tolerant you are. If there had been another Allah, you would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, we use every bounty of yours for your disobedience. The great bounty of sight for your disobedience. The great bounty of hearing for your disobedience. The great bounty of speech for your disobedience. The bounty of hands and feet for your disobedience. The bounty of heart and mind for your disobedience. Allah, day and night we use all these gifts of yours, the wealth for your disobedience. Oh my Allah, if there had been another Allah besides you, you would have destroyed us by now. You would have asked the earth to open up and swallow each and every one of us. Allah, you would have sent the gale force wind against us. But oh Allah, in spite of all our sins, you are giving us so much to eat, so much to drink, clothes to wear, modes of transport to move around. Hey Allah, how beautiful you are, how wonderful you are, how loving you are, how kind and compassionate you are. Hey Allah, tu hi hamara ma'bood hai, tu hi hamara masjood hai, tu hi hamara maqsood hai. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we are extending our dirty hands before you. Ya Allah, we are extending our dirty begging bowls before you. Our hearts are also filthy, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, our hearts are filled with pride, with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with jealousy, with malice. Our hearts are filled with greed and envy. Our hearts are filled with all the evil thoughts. Oh my beloved Allah, what are we carrying in our chest? Nothing but bin bags and dirt bins, oh Allah. Lekin mere pyare Khuda, who is there to purify us besides you? You dearly love forgiveness of sins, oh my Allah. Your beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has informed us something that is beloved to you is the forgiveness of sins. Hey mere pyare Khuda, you dearly love to forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes, forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our heart and mind, forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you are the giver of sight. Yet we considered everybody else to be of sight when we were committing sins in darkness of nights. The only one that we thought had no sight was you, O my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, humne sab ko bina samjha, sirf tujh ko na bina samjha. Ha, mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives, from the time we became of age up till now, O my Allah. Every sin that we committed, we are ashamed. We are not justifying them. Oh my beloved Allah, protect us from justifying any of our sins. Hey Allah, we are acknowledging, we are confessing before you. Hey mere pyare Khuda, tu hum sabko maaf kar de. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, the filth of the cities go into the waters of the ocean. But oh Allah, one wave of the ocean is sufficient to make the water park. Ya Allah, we make wuzu with that water and ghusl with that water. Our wuzu and ghusl is valid. Ya Allah, when one wave can make park such impurities that fall into it, then oh my Allah, what is it difficult for you to purify our hearts? Let one wave of your rahmat, oh Allah, wash away all the sins of our hearts. Ey mere pyare Khuda, when man has made dynamite stick which blows up huge mountains, ey Allah, what is it difficult for you to blow away these mountains of sins of ours? Ey Allah, forgive the sins that we committed in our lifetime. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to repay to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make qazas of our namazas that we have missed, to keep the qazas of rozas which we may have missed, to pay the zakat which may have fallen due. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to make hajj which had become farz. Ey Allah, whatever rights there are of mankind, give us the tawfiq to fulfill them. Ey Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of our parents, our teachers, our friends, our neighbors, our society, both Muslims and non-Muslims. Ey mere pyare Khuda, we are standing at the door of Islam. Ey Allah, people are looking at our character and our behavior and our morals and they don't want to enter the fold of Islam. Ey mere Allah, don't question us on the day of Qiyamah because of this major sin of ours. Ya Allah, give us that kind of akhlaq which you blessed Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions with. Ey mere pyare Khuda, hum sab ki maghfirat farma. Ya Allah, bless us with long life. Bless us with good health. Ey mere pyare Allah, bless us with good health. We are sick and ailing, O Allah. We are physically ill and spiritually ill. Ya Allah, bless us with physical health and spiritual health. Ya Allah, bimaro ko shifa ata farma. Jo qarzdar muhtaj hai, unki tangdastiyon ko dur farma. Jo pareshan hal hai, unki pareshaniyon ko khatam farma. Oh Allah, those who are suffering any kind of depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their financial difficulties. Oh Allah, protect us and safeguard us from rushing towards haram. Ay Allah, save us from going towards haram. Ay Allah, we know that your rahmat is not with haram. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to distance ourselves from taking interest and giving interest. Ya Allah, save us from taking interest and giving interest. Ya Allah, when our homes are on interest, our carpets on interest, our curtains on interest, oh my Allah, our clothing on interest, our shoes on interest, our cars on interest, even our food we purchase on interest. Ha, my Allah, that which you have cursed and your Nabi has cursed and your angels have cursed, Ya Allah, how can then we get rahmat in our homes? Ya Allah, but we are ashamed of the sin which we may have committed. Give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, distance us from drug taking, distance us from wine, distance us from zina. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in zina. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco or a cinema or a theater. Don't let the angel of death find us on some porn film or movie. Don't let the angel of death find us on some haram site on the internet. Don't let the angel of death find us with a bottle of wine in our hands or popping drugs into our mouths. We don't know when the angel of death will strike, where he will strike and how he will strike. Ay Allah, how can we then be in such kind of haram places? Ay Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam's ummat, sometimes they used to die in the field of jihad. Ay Allah, 70 sahabas gave their lives in Uhud. Ay Allah, so many sahabas, Ya Allah, they went through all kinds of torture and hardships. Ya Allah, their blood was shed for the sake of the deed of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, they enjoyed ibadat, zikr, tilawat. They enjoyed the tahajjud, ishraq and chasht. Ya Allah, they enjoyed service to mankind. Ya Allah, they enjoyed assisting the poor, the needy, the destitute, the orphans and the widows. Ya Allah, that was their mizaj. That was their shauk and zauk. Ya Allah, today our interest of life has become football, cricket, rugby, all kinds of games and sports and entertainment. Ya Allah, cinemas, TVs, movies, discos, casinos, theaters. Ha, my beloved Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, if Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has to catch our garment and ask us that you won the jam of Kawthar from my hands, you won my shafaat, but when my deen was leaving your lives, when my deen was leaving your homes, when my deen was leaving your bazaars, when my deen had left your marketplaces, when my deen had left your universities and colleges, at that time not even a frown came on your forehead. Ah, my Allah, hamari kotahiyo ko maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum gande hain, hum nalayiq hain, hum siyakar hain. Ya Allah, hum kabina hain, hum mujrim hain, hum khatakar hain. Hum sab kuch hain, bande tere hain. Tujhe chhod ke maula hum jaye kaha? Where do we go, my Allah? Who is there for us besides you? Which other door is there for us besides your door? Which other home is there for us besides your home? Ya Allah, if a butcher chases a dog, the dog can go to another butcher. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. Lekin mere Allah, if you turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness and mercy from us, then my Allah, you tell us, where do we go? Mere Allah, hum gande jaye kaha? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Allah bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless our children with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless our wives with the best of dunya and akhirat. Our parents and the entire ummah with the best of dunya and akhirat. Don't deprive us of the goodness of this world and the goodness of the akhirat. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our earnings, barakat in our time, barakat in our health, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our children. Allah, har cheez ke andar barkat ata farma. Allah, aaj be-barkati ka dor aa gaya hai. Allah, hamare hal par raham farma, karam farma. Ya Allah, how long are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of your earth? Where Allah, give us the ikhlas that is desired. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو اخلاص سے منور فرما، فل اوہات ود نور آف تقوا، فل اوہات ود نور آف عبادت، فل اوہات ود نور آف ذکر اینڈ تلاوت، یا اللہ بلیس اس ود دی بیسٹ آف دنیا اینڈ دی بیسٹ آف آخرت. ربنا آتینا فی الدنیا حسنہ وفی الآخرت حسنہ وقینا عذاب النار. اے اللہ ایوری ڈے جنازاز آر لیونگ ڈفرنٹ ایریاز، اے اللہ ڈیلی جنازاز آر لیونگ فور دا قبرستان. اے اللہ ایک دن ہماری موت بھی آئے گی، وی ول نیور ریمین فار ایور اینڈ ایور. Ya Allah, one day we have to proceed in that same direction. Ya Allah, the little life that we have, we do not know when it is going to expire. Ya Allah, whatever life is gone, is gone. But Ya Allah, whatever is left, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you, and distance us from that which is displeasing to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us such love of yours, O my Allah. Give us such love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Allah, it becomes extremely easy to do everything that's pleasing to you. Make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, our enemies. Ya Allah, they want to drag us into the gutters and into Jahannam. Ya Allah, protect us from the attacks of nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever in the world it is suffering, remove their difficulties and suffering. Assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, Palestine ke mujahideen ki madad farma. Assist and help the Muslims of Palestine. Ya Allah, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, all parts of the world, Ya Allah, wherever the ummah is suffering, remove their suffering. Change the conditions, O Allah, of adversity to that of prosperity. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents, O Allah. Ya Allah, protect our Islam and Iman. And let Iman and Islam spread throughout the world, O Allah. Even our enemies, O Allah, open their eyes and their hearts to Islam. Let them see the beauty of Islamic teachings. But, O Allah, if they have become stubborn and obstinate, and they have made up their minds that they will cause suffering for the Ummah, then, O my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Ya Allah, let the planes crash in the mountains. Let the ships sink in the ocean. Create division and disunity amongst their rank. Ya Allah, تو تیری قدرت کے ساتھ اے اللہ تو ان کا خاتمہ فرما. اے اللہ مظلومین کی اے اللہ مدد اور نصرت فرما. یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم his entire life he made duas for us. یا اللہ all the goodness that نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام asked, and especially in حجت الوداع with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a guiding star. یا اللہ, the earth will never witness a scene like that again. Allah, we also went and called out Labbaik, but oh Allah, our Labbaiks were empty. There was no spirit in our Labbaik. Ya Allah, after calling out Labbaik, we were still disobedient to you. But oh Allah, what a Labbaik that must have been when 124,000 companions in the leadership of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they called out Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. إِنَّ الْحَمْدَ وَالْنِعْمَةَ لَكَ وَالْمُلْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ. Ya Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ السلام والسلام نے حجر اسود کو چوم کر کے جو مانگا تھا, بطاف پہ چل کر کے جو مانگا تھا, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا تھا, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا تھا, Allah, how much he cried. Ya Allah, the namazes that he made in Hatim and he begged. Ya Allah, and the multazam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he attaches himself, his hands above his head, that sinless masoom Nabi of yours. Ya Allah, he cries so much that his ihram becomes wet with his tears. Ya Allah, for whom was he crying? He was crying for us. Ya Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom you cried so much, that ummat for whom you shed your blood in Taif, Uhud and other places, that ummat for whom you stood whole night in prayers, that ummat enjoys the discos, the cinemas, the theatres, the gambling, zina, adultery, fornication, the ummat today 70% not even making salah. Ya Allah, when he is informed that a few meters away from your Rosa Mubarak, the filthiest of films can be seen in the television, on the television, the filthiest of music can be heard in the hotels and in the homes. Ha, my Allah, how much of injury and pain we are causing to my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. all the du'as that he made behind Muqama Ibrahim, the du'as after drinking Zamzam, the du'as on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made in Mina, the du'a that he made in Arafat, and the du'a in Muzdalifah. Allah bless us with all the goodness that he asked. Bless our parents, wives and children with all that goodness. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And Ya Allah, from all the fitnas, corruption and mischief, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we know that we are not worthy of acceptance, but oh my Allah, whatever we may be, we are your servants and your slaves. Hum jaise bhi hai Allah, hamari duaon ko qubool kar le. What we have asked also granted to us, and what we haven't asked also granted to us. Ya Allah, those who are searching for marriage partners, bless them with good marriage partners who will be an assistance and a help in their deen. Ya Allah, whatever difficulties, problems anyone is suffering, remove the difficulties and problems. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the desires and the thoughts that are in the hearts of the ones who have gathered here and are raising their hands before you. Ya Allah, whatever good desires are in their hearts, fulfill all their good wishes. All the works of deen that are taking place, accept them. Ya Allah, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, madaris masajid ki mehnat, khanqahon ki mehnat, darul ulumon ki mehnat, anjumanon ki mehnat, sab ko qubool farma, ikhlas ki taufeeq se mala mal farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.